How about the heat? We're back live at the Bayou. It's about 28 minutes before 7. Should be a nice day today. We're expecting sunshine, a high of 80 degrees. Tomorrow should be nice, too. Clear skies. It's just beautiful outside. Thank God. Lately, it's been uglier than the boils on Estelle's behind.
That's ugly.
That's ugly, buddy. That is ugly, but not as ugly as something that happened to me a long, long time ago, south of the border. How did that get in there? What a hell? I could have sworn I grabbed south of the border, but I didn't, you see? Hey, it's fun. It's wacky. Yeah, it's a real nasty tape, doesn't it? You got to find it. It barely says south of the border on it. Now, this is on purpose. We do this on purpose, just so you can see how fast on our feet we are. There it is. Let's try it again. I'll see you when it's ready.
Take two.
Take two. Let's take that whole thing back. Okay. Time to go south of the border. Yeah, there it is. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Yeah, we're going to the land of the dead. The land of the dead. It's an occasion that I spent with Smasher there a long time ago that has me still disgusted. Well, we rented this mule, and we had to go across the desert. We came to the last oasis. We knew we had to get the mule to drink or we'd be dead meat. We knew if that mule didn't drink, it would die of thirst, and then we'd die shortly thereafter. But when we got to the oasis, the thing just stood there. And, you know, I kicked it, I beat it, I punched it. It wouldn't drink the water. So finally, Smash came up with an idea. He said, Grease, you jump up on the mule's head, and with your massive bulk, you force the mule's head under the water. Then he'll have to drink or drown. And Smash said he would go to the back end of the mule, suck on the focus to cause a vacuum so that the water would go into the... Hey, we had to stay alive, you know? So anyway, it was pretty disgusting, but I figured, what the hey, it was Smash's idea. So anyway, I go around to the mule. We butt him up to the water. I jump on his head, and sure enough, splash! The mule's head goes under the water. And here goes the Smasher. He walks around to the tail end of that mule. He brushes aside the tucastal foliage. Oh. He plucked away a couple of klingons. Oh. And he began to inhale deeply. Now, Smash is a big man, and his cheeks were puckered in with the effort of inhaling. He was just drawn back on that thing. Well, finally, Smash turns to me after he wiped off his mouth and said, Grease, I think you're holding his head too deep. All I'm getting is mud.
It's the Grease Man Show, live from the Bayou in Georgetown. More rocket. All right, all right.